In a series of Monday tweets, President Trump slammed Special Counsel Robert Mueller and Michael Cohen, the president's former personal lawyer. Last week in New York, Cohen pleaded guilty to lying to Congress, having misled lawmakers about President Trump's interest in a building project in Russia while he was running for president. The president said he is not worried about what else Cohen might tell investigators.
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm not worried at all about him.
The Cohen plea moves the Russia investigation closer to possible ties between then-candidate Trump and Russia, says Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner.
This is one more example of one of the president's closest allies lying about their ties to Russia and Russians.
Senator Warner and North Carolina Republican Senator Richard Burr lead the Senate Intelligence Committee investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election.
Our mandate is at the end of this to get as close to the clear truth as we possibly can. And we can't do it on conjecture. We've got to do it on facts.
Recent developments suggest the Russia probe, led by Special Counsel Robert Mueller, could be heading for a climax, says legal analyst Rick Simmons.
I would expect that we'd see some sort of conclusion of this within the next few months. Again, he doesn't have a timeline that he's required to meet by law, and he doesn't have to tell us where he is, so we can't know for sure.
The Cohen plea, along with past indictments and guilty pleas, have bolstered the credibility of the Russia probe, even though the president continues to dismiss it as a witch hunt. Legal expert Doug Spencer.
But it does, I think, add more legitimacy to the investigation that there's actually a lot of smoke going on in this particular realm that deserves investigation. I think it undercuts the claims that this is a hoax or that it's a witch hunt.
Mueller has said nothing about where the investigation is headed, but 2019 could prove to be a pivotal year, says analyst Simmons.
He's done a lot of work with other witnesses that have flipped, and then he's had months to work with them too. So I would expect that we'd see some sort of conclusion of this within the next few months.
The investigation could move toward a climax just as Democrats take control of the House of Representatives and as the president prepares for his own re-election bid in 2020. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
So Michael Cohen has made many statements to the House, as I understand it, and the Senate. He put out a statement talking about a project